The Israeli army, with its experience in Beirut and in Palestinian towns and cities, prides itself as a master of urban combat. With U.S. and British forces facing the prospect of street fighting in Iraqi cities, Israeli analysts say there are some lessons to be learned from Israel's experience. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israel's military tactics over the past year in the West Bank and Gaza Strip have drawn widespread condemnation from human rights groups and foreign governments. But last spring, as the debate raged over the number of civilian dead in Jenin and Nablus, U.S. military planners were also studying the West Bank battles with an eye toward future urban conflicts, such as the one now facing the forces converging on Baghdad. Military historian Martin Van Krevald at Hebrew University says the main similarities are at the tactical level: how to clear a street, how to isolate and attack enemy fighters without inflicting horrendous civilian casualties. He says some lessons will be more useful than others.
The one that is most relevant is Israeli use of heavy bulldozers in order to create room in the city and in order to create fields of fire. The one that is least relevant probably is the use of helicopters in order to hit snipers on the rooftops. We could do that because the Palestinians had very few weapons, but the situation in Baghdad is going to be different.
Major General Shlomo Gazit at the Galili Center for Defense Studies says the proper analogy from Israel's past may not be this past year's fighting in the West Bank and Gaza, but the Israeli invasion of Lebanon 21 years ago, when Israel besieged Beirut.
Beirut is a much, much, much smaller town than Baghdad is, and nevertheless, we had a very clear decision not to enter into urban warfare inside Beirut. This is the kind of warfare where our technical, technological, military superiority is of very little importance.
Israeli forces did ultimately storm into West Beirut, and they were bitterly condemned for their acts in that country. There's widespread skepticism here about the American and British claim that their invading forces will be welcomed by the Iraqi people. Former Israeli battalion commander Avraham Tamir says the reaction of ordinary Iraqis in Baghdad could be crucial.
This is a different story when the people see you as an occupier, or they see you as someone that is, you know, giving them the freedom. And this difference affects the strategy.
Israelis believe a key factor in this strategy is reliable real-time intelligence. In the West Bank and Gaza, Israel has had decades to recruit, critics say coerce, Palestinian intelligence sources. Veteran analyst Rani Shaked with the Yediot Aharonot newspaper says the Americans and British won't have that luxury unless they plan on an extended occupation of Baghdad. On the other hand, Shaked says the U.S. and British can expect Iraqi civilians to help Saddam's forces in any number of ways. The result, he says, will be not just the inevitable civilian casualties, but in this war of the embedded journalist, casualties instantly beamed around the world.
And the minute that you're going to make one mistake, for example, let's say a big demonstration or a tank in the city is shooting just one shell, and 20 or 50 people are going to be killed. The influence is not going to be in Baghdad. What will be in Cairo? What's going to be in Amman?
Israel and its Arab neighbors are among those watching most anxiously to see how the Americans and British intend to uproot and entrench Saddam Hussein, and whether these forces will eventually be perceived as an army of liberation or an army of occupation. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.